and everything that's in it.
Floors, doors, walls, halls, white sidewall tires and old golf balls.
Sinks, stoves, bathtubs he'll do. He'll even help clean laundry too.
Mr. Clean gets rid of dirt and grime and grease in just a minute.
Mr. Clean will clean your whole house and everything that's in it.
Can he clean a kitchen sink?
Quicker than a wink.
Can he clean a window sash?
Faster than a flash.
Can he clean a dirty mirror?
He'll make it bright and clearer.
Can he clean a diamond ring?
Mr. Clean cleans anything.
Mr. Clean gets rid of dirt and grime and grease in just a minute. Mr. Clean will clean your whole house and everything that's in it. Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
The View from Planet Nancy.
Hello, I'm Nancy Casey. It's a pretty happy day when you get to sit around a table with people who have been your pals since a long time ago and say things to make one another hoot and laugh and sop tears on their cuffs. Somebody told a story that made someone almost spray her beer across the table through her nose. It was a story that hinged on whether a comma belonged inside or outside the quotation marks. On the right kind of night, there's just no place more fun than the table where all the English majors are sitting. Lie and lay, fewer and less, it's and it's, there and there, you and me, hang with the English majors, and this stuff gets funny. You don't have to be an English major to get grumpy about language, to have pet peeves. Some people roll their eyes at irregardless. Others guffaw internally at unhealthful and unhopeful. Some people go bonkers when someone starts a sentence with however or therefore. It all depends on how it was drilled into you. A word I hate to hear is decimate. When I was in grade school, I did a report on the Romans. I learned about words we have like decade and decimal that come from the Latin word for 10. I read in the encyclopedia that when Roman soldiers failed at their mission, the punishment was decimation. Every 10th one was killed. So what does that mean for a forest that somebody says has been decimated? Probably not that every 10th tree was cut. The way people use the word these days, decimation goes along with desecration, desolation, and destruction. That's the way languages change. I still cringe at the word, though, because it always reminds me of that creepy little fact I learned in the 5th grade, even if that's not what decimate really means anymore. Another word whose meaning is shifting is peruse. For your perusal, someone might scrawl on a sticky note, check this out. Perusing sounds like it must be a lot like carousing, except more dainty, executed on tiptoe perhaps, or with a magic wand. To peruse a document, it sounds like you might flip through the pages and scan the headings a little bit. That's the way a lot of people use the word. The dictionary, however, says otherwise. In there, peruse means to read or examine with great care. But out here, in the world of people and shifting words and murky meanings, if someone asks you to peruse something, it's a good idea to check and see if they mean skim or study. The other day, I was in a bakery at the morning rush. The harried woman behind the counter was performing Olympic feats of multitasking, microwaving cinnamon rolls, steaming milk, making change. People kept pouring in the door. The line was compressing into an ever-growing clump that was backing up through the entire place. The manager poked his head out from the back and said, "Yikes, it's a war zone out here," and he began to help. A war zone. What is it that makes this scene like a war zone? Nobody's trying to kill anybody. The glass is in all the windows. Buildings aren't pocked by bullets. I haven't heard any explosions. There are no helicopters, no concertina wire, no roadblocks, no gunfire. Kids aren't schooled against playing with unused ordnance. The cropland is not mined. Litter is litter. The bakery has regular hours and plenty of bread. How do peace zones get to be called war zones? Why would the meaning of that phrase be shifting in our language? You don't have to be an English major to wonder about that. That's The View from Planet Nancy. Thank you for listening. I'll see you in orbit.
Transcripts of this and other editions of The View from Planet Nancy are available at authornancycasey.com, where you can also sign up for a podcast and leave your comments. The View from Planet Nancy is produced with help from Radio Free Moscow in Moscow, Idaho, and at krfp.org. Music by Kevin MacLeod.
Today is Monday, June 15th, 2015.
You're listening to WEED, Chicago, Tampa, Chiampa Radio.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast. Now.
Today, winner will receive a ham sandwich, a half a jar of mayonnaise, and some lemon wedges. Well, I'm sorry, that's all they had in that refrigerator back there. And y'all don't pay for no prizes. Phew.
Tell me about it. It's Monday and it feels like it should already be the weekend.
Yeah, I hear you. It's cloudy and gray and rainy here in Blackhawks Central, which I really don't care about, but I'm kind of in the middle of it, sort of.
Yeah, I could really care less, to be honest with you, myself, but it's a big thing around here, and they're all kind of crazy and everything like that with the whole, you know, the lightning, the Tampa Lightning.
There's a lot of lightning outside tonight.
Yeah, you know, we're having the same weather here, too. We have thunderstorms. It's about 75 degrees in thunderstorms right now here in Tampa.
Well, hey, everybody. It's Joe in Chicago.
And it's Anthony from Tampa. We're at 75 in thunderstorms. And you're
nice.
Listening,
and you're listening to Chiampa Radio. Chiampa Radio Summertime, Episode 5 for Monday, June 15th, 2015.
Monday, June 15th, 2015.
Hey, when did we record last?
The 7th, I believe. I uploaded it. I uploaded it to the news thingy-moo-boo-boo-boo, mabobber, mathinger.
I finally had a chance to go to listen.chiampa.info.
Yes.
And I caught, like, the episode from 2008.
Oh, yeah. You caught one of the old episodes. Yeah, some of those are funny as hell. I've listened to them. Unfortunately, I don't have a whole lot, but I'm seeing what I can do to translate some of the older ones I have that are in real media. I don't know if I have that option. Are you going to be all right there?
Ooh, ladies and gentlemen, good evening.
Good evening. And it's stormy evening it is, but good.
Yes, it is.
Good evening nonetheless.
It's good hockey weather.
Good hockey weather, yeah, right? I totally hear you on that one.
There's supposed to be some kind of hockey thing going on tonight.
Yeah, you know, I guess what?
Something about a cup.
Yeah, I guess if the Blackhawks win, that they wind up taking the Stanley Cup, I guess, for this year or something like that.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, either team. It's either your team or my team. And you know what? I know we don't follow the sport, but hey, you know, it's Tampa and it's Chicago. It's Chiampa.
That's very true.
So whoever wins, you know, we win too.
I guess. Hey,
if you're...
We win.
Well, we'll get to that in a minute, but if you're a fan of either team and you've got a shout-out, give us a call at 813-327-8566.
813-327-8566. You can also visit us at facebook.chiampa.info. Info.
Yeah, I posted a picture today of two things, actually. The rain and my cat.
And how is the rain? Well, we know how the rain's doing. How's your cat doing?
Well, the cat is no longer trying to go underneath the bed, but I think that was a pretty apt thing to do because it's just been kind of crappy all day.
Yeah, I can understand that. I can totally, totally understand that.
Crappy, crappy.
My goodness! Wow, that was quite severe. I think Betty gave me an evil look.
Oh, how is Betty?
She's strange. She acts weird. I don't know. There's something inhuman about her.
I kind of wonder what Betty's voice sounds like.
Yeah, I don't know either. I really don't either. Maybe we can find out. Hold on.
She's in your office.
Yeah, well, you know, she doesn't like to talk much, you know, so, you know.
She just gives you hand signals?
She just gives me hand signals and kind of, you know, well, she doesn't like to talk on the air. That's really, really what it's all about. You know what I mean?
Well, you know what? Tell her to stop being so aggressive with the phone wrangling because we haven't got no guests yet.
I know, right? She really does need to work on those phones a little bit better because apparently we get no calls. You know, and don't you have you seen Betty on your because she does fly between.
I have not. She has not come into the Chicago office in like 2 weeks.
Wow.
Maybe that's what she was trying to tell me. She was giving her 2 week notice. Huh.
What, well, really? Anyways. What, really?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. She was like, you guys have no advertisers. She's like, you have no monetization. You have no monetization.
No monetization? Is that what she said?
Yeah. No monetization.
Well, we don't have, you know, much monetization here either.
But we do have some. We're hosted at, what's that service that we're on? Radioforall.net.
Yes, radioforall.net. And please, by all means, you know, check them out. You know, they have a lot of good things on there. We recast some things. Like, you know, I'm trying to build up a good rotation for us. You know, kind of a thing where we, you know, I like to throw the recasts in there and everything, but it's like, you know, you got to throw some other stuff too. So I, you know, like we've picked up a couple different shows. If I can find my notepad here,
there is some strikingly interesting music.
Yes, there are some interesting music programs that we get. There is. That we get from that. That's quite amusing.
But if you're just tuning in, we're talking about our live stream that you can actually always find us, which is listen.shyampa.info. Yeah, tonight we've got some really interesting things lined up for you.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, it looks like we both have some interesting stories out there. I particularly like I like that second story for some reason. I don't know why.
Really? Which? Oh, yeah. Is it the wheelchair?
Yeah. So we'll be interested to hear all of that. We've got also our phone line open and ready. You can give us a call at 813-327-8566.
Yep, definitely.
You know, you might have something really cool to say.
You might.
Or you just might have to say something, I don't know.
You might.
We've always got something to say.
It's kind of interesting how that all works, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Betty, a biometric encapsulated telemetry communication inductor. I am tired of answering the phone and making your calls.
Betty had a mouthful.
Oh, Betty.
She,
well, you know what?
She decided it was time to make an appearance.
Betty, if you come back, we'll raise you to minimum wage right away. We'll give you $13 an hour. How about that?
Hold on, she's thinking about it.
Okay.
Maybe.
Well.
Did you hear her?
Yeah. Well, you know, maybe is better than no.
That's true. You know,
maybe means I still have a maybe 50% chance. Yes, maybe no.
No, you know, and you're absolutely right about that. And
no scrubbing toilets.
Okay, she doesn't want to scrub toilets, so maybe
all right,
maybe
no
we can
scrubbing
do that.
Toilets. That's fine, Betty. We can live without that function. We've got Alex for that one. We'll introduce Alex later, maybe.
Oh, well, yeah, well, you did say you guys were looking at a new employee over there in the Chicago office and seeing what you can do about that, you know.
Yeah. Ooh, there
oh my
is
goodness.
Fire trucks parade outside. There goes command van.
Command van.
Ooh. Yeah, see, we're
okay,
the Chicago studios.
I'm going to go watch some porn.
All right, well, Betty's done. She's going to go watch
wow.
some porn.
Well, Betty, tell us how the Hawks did then, and, you know, maybe come back with a weather report at some point.
Yeah,
too,
maybe, you know.
Pay extra.
That's always a possibility. We might need that at some time point.
So
do you have some news for us, Joe?
Yes, I do. Good
right.
evening.
Hold on,
good
hold
evening
on.
From the Chicago...
And now for the news.
So you put the sound effect in there. I'm giving it to you.
Good evening from the Chicago studios. I'm so excited. Here's your latest 420 news. Breaking news.
Oh, breaking news. Oh, okay, hold on.
We interrupt this programming to bring breaking news from the WEED newsroom.
It's official, Illinois is the UFO sighting capital of America. Is it a bird, a plane, or an Illinois resident's overactive imagination? According to a map of reported UFO sightings around the country, Illinois is a hotbed of extraterrestrial speculation, with 6 of the 10 most widely spotted UFO events in the country.
Can
that's it for that story.
Can I make a request, please?
Absolutely.
In the scripts, when you say this headline, specify who says the headline. Because
oh.
I didn't know if I was to say the headline or if you were to say the headline.
Well, I thought perhaps we'll get to that in a comment later.
All right, there we go.
Yeah,
I see.
There
I
we
see.
Go.
That works.
Thank you.
That works great. Okay, well then, that concludes this news break. All right, hold on.
We now return you to your regularly scheduled program, Already in Progress.
So, yeah, that's pretty interesting. There's been a lot of reports of UFO sightings in Illinois. But, yeah, let's go on to the next news story. You know, we all deserve
well, how
vacation.
Many? I mean, how many UFO?
Oh.
How much? How much are we being under? We need to look at this. We need to investigate this further. So, let me look at the story here. Come on. Let's see. I'm being redirected somewhere.
Yes, you should be redirected.
I'm waiting for redirection.
Well, apparently there's been 90,000 reports in the U.S. from 1905 to the
wow.
present, according to CityLab. But apparently in Chicago, in August of 2004, they received 45 reports. The second in October of 2004, there was 77 reports.
Wow.
And the third, October 2005, they received 72 reports. So
interesting.
I mean, I guess that's pretty. That's a lot of reports.
That is quite a bit of reports,
you know?
For such a small, you know, area. Because, you know,
especially for an area that has a lot of lights. I mean, we're
true.
Flooded
this is
with,
very true.
With sodium, mercury, whatever those kind of bulbs are that are in the streets.
And if you're flooded by sodium vapor mercury bulbs, you can call us at 813-327-8566. We talk to all sodium vapor, hydrocarbonate, and HID light bulb people.
And if you're just tuning in, we're in the news segment of the WEED news broadcast.
Uh-huh.
We still haven't located Chip Skipper yet. He might be chasing all these
missing?
Fire trucks.
Is he still missing?
Yeah. We found his Gmail account, so everything's good with that.
Oh, so there's no, like, hostage types of
no.
Things or anything?
We're thinking, though, we're thinking Chip thing. Skipper, he might actually be in Colorado at this ranch called Canna Camp.
Canna Camp?
Yes, Canna Camp.
Canicam?
Did you know, Anthony, that there's a place where we could go on vacation to smoke weed legally?
Really?
No, it's not Amsterdam. It's not even Vancouver. It's right in our own U.S. of A.
Really?
Yeah, it's a discriminating guest at Canicamp. It's a 170-acre, all-inclusive ranch resort. I guess it's located in Durango, Colorado.
Durango, Colorado. There we go. Mm-hmm. That's quite interesting.
Exactly. But there's two types of cabins with plenty of activities. I guess it's like an adult version of summer camp, you know, with a heavy emphasis on recreational marijuana usage.
So is it like a weed and orgy place? Is that how it is?
From what I read in the news story, they do provide a very safe environment. So
yeah,
it's not necessarily that kind of environment. It's just more of a, you know, they're probably like sporting events like volleyball, but there's probably also like chess tournaments going on, for instance.
Chess tournaments. Wah, 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 wah. In the nude. Wah, 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 wah.
Exactly.
Okay, interesting. Well, that's kind of an interesting situation. The Canicamp. And you said this is up in Colorado, and you can, oh my goodness, I'm seeing a whole bunch of activity. Something is definitely going on. Ladies and gentlemen, please hold...
No, you don't.
We interrupt this programming to bring breaking news from the WEED newsroom.
The teletype was going crazy. I had to do it.
Colorado courts say you can be fired for smoking after hours.
Yeah, I saw that.
Pretty heavy stuff, but we've come so far, but it seems while the pot may be legal in Colorado, you can still be fired for using it. The state Supreme Court ruled Monday that a medical marijuana patient who was fired after failing a drug test cannot get his job back. The case has big implications for employers and pot smokers in states that have legalized medical or recreational marijuana. So, yes, you have to be very careful, even though it's legal to smoke or to purchase it. You can still be fired by your employer if that employer so chooses to do so.
That's very true. Very, very true. Because it all comes down to the federal courts, right? How, because of the way it's federally classified, was that the basis of the ruling? All right. Well, we'll move right on then.
If it's not in the script, we don't know.
If it's not in the script, we don't know.
Not without difficulty and trauma.
Wow. Okay. Hold yeah. on. I'm going through the... I'm scanning. Okay. I remember the state law. Okay, it's because pot is illegal under the federal law that it's not covered. It's because the federal law trumps that. All right. Okay. Okay. That sounds good. All right. And I guess in a way that makes sense. And I always felt that was the federal law is the pretty much the biggest hurdle that we have to deal with. You know, because once they do something with it on the federal level in terms of decriminalizing it, it becomes much less of a pain in the ass for everybody.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. I'm wondering if we have some extra breaking news outside at the moment. We're hearing quite an extensive amount of fire truck activity.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Yes.
Can you see, is there anything immediately happening in that vicinity?
Yes, actually, I do see some fire truck lights actually reflecting off of a glass mirror. Oh, nope, they're gone.
Okay.
Nope, everything is moving.
Okay.
Everything is moving. Nope, there is, yeah. You know, it happens. Grand Avenue does tend to be a hotbed of activity for fire truck movement.
Okay. All right, that makes sense.
So, there we go. Yes. Yes. And that concludes that story.
We now return you to your regularly scheduled program, already in progress.
Hello.
Hello, this is Betty, paging Dick White. Mr. Dick White, your lights are on. Thank you.
Thank you, Betty. She's become quite efficient around the office lately.
Good. Good. Good, 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 good. And hopefully her input buffer is full of things to do. Do you have a soda or candy craving?
Sometimes.
Soon, you might be able to savor it even better.
Ooh, how?
Mm-hmm. With Dixie Elixirs, it's solving all sorts of consumption needs.
Mm-hmm.
It's not all about smoking anymore, Anthony. Their newest product called the Toasted Rooster, it's a gourmet chocolate bar with 84 milligrams of THC oil.
Wow.
But apparently the company is also positioning itself to be acquired by Big Alcohol. Dixie Elixir produces 20,000 bottles of its soda elixirs a day. I wonder if they have root beer.
They might.
But, this is a nice new category for folks to enjoy their whatever substance for medical use or recreational, but without smoking it, you know? It
would be nice. That's very true. It's very, very true.
I would love to pop, like, a lemon poppy seed muffin, for instance.
See, you know, eating and smoking to me, although I think I should probably go more towards the eating than smoking thing, but it seems to be, it's different, you know, to my opinion, it's kind of a different type of thing, so that's always my biggest hurdle to overcome.
Actually, I was just thinking of a big vat of THC oil to fry chicken in.
It depends on the taste of the oil.
You know what? If you've ever fried chicken or any other sort of object for consumption in THC oil, give us a call. 813-327-8566.
You can also visit us on Facebook at facebook.shiampa.info. That's facebook.shiampa.info.
Exactly. And folks, that's your latest 420 news.
All right. Fantastic. Thank you. Thank you. Well, if you want to be a guest on Champa Radio, be part of our on-air experience. If it's quite an experience. Give us a jingle at our number again at the 813-327-8566. If you're listening to a recast, just leave us a message, and you know, we can email, we can Facebook, however you prefer to communicate. facebook.shiampa.info.
Yeah, exactly. We love the social medias. We've got some news stories out there, and every once in a while, a photo might get posted.
Yeah,
we got to see some. We got to see some more tampiness out there, but you know.
What do you mean?
Well, take a photo of Tampa.
Oh.
Somewhere, you know, maybe for perhaps a place to purchase a clean pipe, for instance, or bong.
That's a possibility. I'd have to do that. It's not easy. Usually where I'm at throughout the day, it's not easy for me to do that. So, but I maybe on the weekend I can give it a shot or something like that.
Or even a picture of like a really tasty food truck.
You know, unfortunately, that seems to have slowed down here.
Oh, your food truck scene has slowed down. Yeah, we talked about this in the last episode, I believe.
Mm-hmm. They're having another.
Didn't we have a guest?
Yeah, we had Brian. I think Brian was over. Yeah, I don't think the hostile guest was with us that night.
No,
not even. And how is the hostile guest doing? Have you chatted with him lately, or is he just?
Yeah, he's actually been pretty darn busy.
Oh wow! Okay.
Yeah, so kudos to him for that, and he's got a nice challenge ahead of him, and I'm sure he'll come out fine.
Fantastic.
But, you know, if you've got a story or you want to chit-chat with us or add to the discussion, give us a call at 813-327-8566. And definitely, if you're just tuning in to listen.shiampa.info, you're listening to Joe and Anthony on the Shiampa WEED radio. I kind of noticed, like, we were a little more creative back in the early days. I kind of like that.
Well, I think the early days, I think we had more time to be creative. I find myself working more hours now than I did back then.
This is true, and so, we're both finding different stretches in our lives, and we're...
So we do what we can.
Yeah,
but I exactly. I made a lasagna this weekend.
Ooh, that sounds nice. It was
flippin' fabulous. Absolutely fabulous. Yep. We had a couple friends that were having that had birthdays this past month, and and they've always been nice because it's a lesbian couple. But one of them usually will plan, you know, dining, you know, going out dinings with this Tai Chi group. And she will, you know, she'll schedule at restaurants for different people's birthdays, so she'll like get everyone together. But nobody did anything for theirs. well, we were out of town. There were a lot of people were out of town and stuff like that. So we decided that I would make a lasagna, and we'd invite the whole group over, and we would serve them the lasagna and some garlic bread. And for lasagna, it came my first lasagna. It came out kick ass. Let me tell you. I did like a meat sauce with it. I used some of the hubby's old meatballs. He makes pretty good meatballs, and they have like a cinnamon overtone to them. So they got a cinnamon overtone to them. So I put that down, and then I put a bunch of fresh baby spinach as my next layer. Fresh baby spinach. And then I went ahead and put a whole bunch of cheese and just another layer of noodles and went up.
And
it was like a five cheese blend. It was like Parmesan. Ooh, and mozzarella.
Can you name the five cheeses?
Probably not right now. I can name a few of them. A Parmesan was one of them. Romano, mozzarella. What are some? There were probably some more. It was mostly Jack. Italian cheese. No, it was Italian cheeses. No. It was all Italian cheeses.
Okay. Provolone?
Yes, provolone. No. I believe provolone was one of them. Yes, that is correct. Did I say Parmesan already?
Yes, you did Parmesan.
Oh, yeah, I did Parmesan. Maybe it was...
Parmesan. But, that sounds good. If you're a chef and you've got some wonderful recipes with what we're talking about, give us a call. 813-327-8566. We're always looking for an entertainment editor.
Oh, definitely. So, and I think we should probably be popping off to a commercial break sometime soon.
That sounds wonderful.
Give ourselves a little time to stretch and kind of, get our shit together. Let me just kind of
sounds wonderful.
Let me get the stuff loaded up here and ready to go.
All right. I've got my little sound effect ready to go, too.
Oh, you have a sound effect?
I think I do, and I don't know how well it's going to come across, so we'll just have to give it a try.
Okay, well, we're going to go ahead and let me let this queue up here. I popped in an NPR newscast. It's a 5-minute bump. 4 minutes and 40 seconds. I figure there's nothing wrong with some news every now and then. Or would you prefer no news?
Hold on, I'm getting inundated with noise.
Noise. You're being inundated with noise.
So I didn't hear anything of what you just said. I am so sorry, audience. We're having technical difficulties on the spot. But this is what podcasting is about. It's all natural. Especially since we don't edit anymore. But we keep doing our stuff.
Yeah, you know, I'm not big on the whole editing thing. I really don't want... I don't want to edit all that much. I'd prefer not to.
We've done pretty well in the past, but this is like the fifth episode. It's the odd episode.
Yeah, don't you have like a system? Oh my goodness, now I'm being inundated with noises. Anyway,
we're going to go to a commercial break.
La 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 la.
And we hope you like listening to WEED Radio. We'd love to hear from you.
Yes, WEED Radio will. Yeah. WEED Radio is doing a bit of encoding right now for a few seconds. Just talk for a few moments. Entertain our audience as I paste random.
You know,
into a
I guess
script.
Apparently, there was going back to this UFO story, which was really weird. There was something called the Tinley Park lights. It was three mystery lights had hovered in the sky, really? And there's a clicky link. Apparently, something happened August 21st of 2004. Yeah, there were like hundreds, if not thousands, of people at the First Midwest Bank Amphitheater. Apparently Ozfest was going on, but you know what? Okay, it's Ozfest. Hold on. Wait a minute. It's Ozfest. Of course you're going to see things in mysterious objects in the sky. There's more fire
trucks going. Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of which, we had Spring Awakening here in Chicago this weekend.
Did you know?
Apparently, unfortunately, one young man passed.
Really?
Yeah, they think it was drug overdose.
That's a shame.
Yeah. You know, it's like, it seems like the weird, strange drugs come out at those events. And,
oh, yeah.
I've never tried those things myself. I have never tried those things myself. I have no idea
I'd have no desire to try those things at this moment. No, thank you. All right. All right, folks, we're going to go ahead and we're going to step away for about 6.5 minutes.
And we'll see you on the flip side.
Yep, sounds.
Let's do snack math. Wholesome organic popcorn. Plus sparkling soda. Plus piping hot coffee equals delicious Refresh-O-Rama for the whole family. Visit our snack bar today and taste the movies. This message is brought to you by the Mike Show Snack Bar. Please eat responsibly. No hablo español.
Choose Ajax, the foaming cleanser. Clean pots and pans, just like a whiz.
Ajax cuts grease faster than any other leading cleanser.
Use the pain, the elbow packs, when you start cleaning with Ajax.
Ajax really polishes as it cleans.
So use Ajax, the foaming cleanser. Blows the dirt right down the drain.
My gosh, they're right. Foaming action Ajax makes even the dirtiest pan shine like new in a jiffy.
So use Ajax!
Yes, to good friends, tonight is kind of special. The beer will pour. Must say something more somehow. So tonight, let it be low and proud.
Let it be low and proud.
It's been so long, gee, I'm glad to see you. Raise your glass, here's to health and happiness. So tonight, tonight, let it be all the best.
When you're with good friends having good times, don't just have a beer, have a Lowenbrau. Because good friends and good times deserve the taste of a great beer. And there's really only one, Lowenbrau.
Tonight, let it be Lowenbrau.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music.
Use Ajax, the foaming cleanser. Clean pots and pans, just like a whiz.
Ajax cuts grease faster than any other leading cleanser.
Use the pain, the elbow packs, when you start cleaning with Ajax.
Ajax really polishes as it cleans.
So use Ajax, the foaming cleanser. Blows the dirt right down the drain.
My gosh, they're right. Foaming action Ajax makes even the dirtiest pan shine like new in a jiffy.
So use Ajax!
Babies and grown-ups too, to eat. For all the family's breakfast, you can see.
Now, bye! I found some tasty new cookie snacks at my local 7-Eleven. They're called the Complete Cookie from Lenny and Larry's. The Complete Cookie is all natural vegan, made with no eggs and no dairy. They come in lemmy poppy seed, chocolate chip, and peanut butter. Mmm, good. Go ahead and get yourself down to a 7-Eleven today and try a Complete Cookie today.
Here's to good friends. Tonight is kind of special. The beer will pour. Must say something more somehow. So tonight, let it be Lone Brown.
Let it be Lone Brown.
It's been so long. Hey, I'm glad to see you. Raise your glass. Here's to health and happiness. So tonight, tonight, let it be all the best.
When you're with good friends having good times, don't just have a beer. Have a Lone Brown. Because good friends and good times deserve the taste of a great beer. And there's really only one. Lone Brown.
Tonight, let it be Lone Brown.
Everybody's talking Temple, the new filter cigarette.
Far more charcoal, far more charcoal.
How does all that flavor get through all that charcoal in that new filter cigarette?
Temple, the secret's in the structure of Temple's all-new filter. Try the new filter cigarette, Temple.
Temple brings you far more activated charcoal than in previous filter designs. The first bonded charcoal filter, a new kind of filter for a taste too good to miss. Brightestron Filter 2. No health claim is made for Temple. Only the promise of easy draw, smoother taste.
How does all that flavor get through all that charcoal in that new filter cigarette?
Temple! The secret's in the structure of Temple's all-new filter. Try the new filter cigarette, Temple!
You're listening to Shoutcast Radio.
Friends, it's certainly true that when you smoke, you want smoothness, mildness, and deep down enjoyment. And that's precisely what you'll get with every Lucky Strike you light, because there's never a rough puff in a Lucky.
Just think of that, friends. Luckies are always smooth, mild, and mellow every puff of the way. For you see, it takes fine tobacco to make a fine cigarette. And LSMFT, Lucky Strike, means fine tobacco. Now, fine tobacco costs more, and Luckies pay more. That's right. Luckies pay millions of dollars more than official parity prices to get ripe, mellow tobacco for your Lucky Strike. Just listen for a moment to what the tobacco experts say about the kind of leaf Lucky Strike buys. Take Mr. L. Garland Griffin, a tobacco auctioneer from Clarksville, Virginia, who recently said,
"All in all, I've sold over 100 million pounds of tobacco. And season after season, I've seen Lucky Strike buy fine tobacco. Prime, ripe leaf. The kind of tobacco for downright good smoking. I've smoked Lucky's regularly for 14 years.
Now there's a tip for you, friends, from a man who really knows tobacco. So for your own deep-down smoking enjoyment, light up a Lucky. You'll agree with the tobacco experts, with the millions who choose Lucky's for a finer, milder, smoother smoke. Yes, puff after puff, pack after pack. There's never a rough puff in a Lucky. Good reason to make your next carton Lucky's.
You're listening to WEED, Chicago, Tampa, Chiampa Radio.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Null Soft Shoutcast.
Today, when we receive Egg McMuffin.
How you doing, Shirley?
Egg McMuffin. I can't say
she's
it.
She's trying to give away an Egg McMuffin. I'd like an Egg McMuffin. Okay. I love Egg McMuffin.
We just had ourselves a lightning strike.
Did you? Are you actually, I hear, hold on. That's why the startup was so messed up.
We interrupt this programming to bring breaking news from the WEED newsroom.
Flash flood warning for northeastern Illinois active for the next 3 hours. The flash flood warning remains in effect until 10:30 p.m. Central Daylight Time for central DeKalb, central Cook, southern Ogle, Kane, Lee, and DuPage counties. Doppler radar continues thunderstorms with very heavy rainfall extending from Chicago across the western suburbs to southern DeKalb County, with additional thunderstorms over Ogle and Lee counties. Radar estimates indicate 1 to locally over 3 inches of rain has fallen across the warning area. Take shelter, people. This could be the end.
It's quite serious.
Thunderstorms with torrential flooding rainfall will continue to move slowly across the warning area this evening. If you travel, be extremely cautious and do not even consider driving through areas where water covers the road. Just turn around.
Turn around and go
Don't
back
Don't drown.
Home. Just go back
Every
home.
Week, the
go
lights of Friday night.
Go back home. Just go back home.
Somebody else sounded like they had something to say. Betty?
No, Betty. Betty. That wasn't Betty. There was an altercation in the hallway.
Oh, no.
Well, you know.
It's okay. Are you guys fighting with that insurance company again that's down the hall?
You know, I don't know. It's kind of weird that way. This is kind of... The studio, I guess, is technically located in, like, a hotel. It's not an office building. So we don't really know what's going on here.
You have one of the retail spaces in the hotel. I understand. You sell gifts?
No.
Does the Cheyampa Studio sell gifts?
No, the Cheyampa Studio has a big bolt on the door. So, yeah, no, exactly. So, I'm sorry. And so, we were talking about our flood warnings and everything. Were we not?
Or according, are we done according, no, according to Colonel Tribune, like an hour ago, there's a tornado warning in central Cook County. Seek shelter now. Listen for sirens and alerts.
Wow.
That's wow. So, you know what? We've got a pretty heavy rainstorm going on here in Chicago. But you know what? It just might be overblown media coverage.
That we're perpetuating?
Well, I don't know. A tornado warning?
Tornado warnings
are pretty
serious. I guess
that could be serious.
Yeah, that's some pretty serious
stuff. So if you're listening in the central Illinois area and, you know, take shelter, but... You know, feel free to listen to us in your shelter.
Yeah, I mean, you can stream us. You can stream us on your handheld. You know, yeah. I can stream us perfectly fine. I can pick up my mobile phone here, and I can go. See, here we go. This is how you do it. You pick up your mobile phone, and you go to your web browser. All right. My phone takes a few moments. It's a little old right now. All right. So, and then in your URL, where it says searcher type URL, you type in listen, listen dot Cheyampa, Cheyampa dot info, and you hit OK or go. And then there's a screen comes up, and there's the little player in the bottom. Just hit the little play button, and you can see.
Beautiful.
See, and it's just that simple, and you can take it with you everywhere. You can listen to it in the bathroom. You can listen to it while you eat green eggs and ham. So
I sound like the NOAA weather radio alert now.
Well, it's my phone too, you know. Yes, so yeah. we're you know, please, by all means, take a listen. You know, listen to something wonderful. So anyway.
But stay safe.
Stay safe. Please stay out of the harm's way. If you see a cow flying through the air, please run in the opposite direction of the cow. They have a tendency to start fires after tornadoes.
But maybe keep track of it for steak purposes. You know, for steaks.
It's very true.
You know. Very a tornado might actually... But anyways, folks, stay safe. It's dangerous out there.
It's a very dangerous
Plus, it's really dangerous wet. Time. The rain is coming down in bucket loads.
Bucket loads of rain!
I would open the studio window, but earlier the entire printer got coated with, like, droplets of rain. And I'm like, that's not good.
I opened the studio window for a little bit, and I stole the chair.
Oh my goodness. That is horrible. They actually stole the chair?
Yeah, took the damn thing right through the window.
Wow.
Well, it's all right. You know, it's...
Well,
I told you, it's a rough place. It's a rough place, you know. I actually broadcast from the bathroom in here, actually. I have the sink. I have everything. I kind of like have a little tub setup type of thing. It's awesome.
So, well, the bathroom is a safe place to be. But
it is a very safe place to be, especially if you are in the path of a tornado in, what is it, Cook, Duquesne, Page, Illapsi,
LaSalle, all those counties, Central Illinois, all that
big area. If you know what a tornado is, get the fuck out of the way. That's the best way we can say it.
Yep. You know, just make sure you bring you some tea and chips with you. And us, and you'll be fine.
Yes, don't worry about clothing, blankets, other supplies, or water. Just bring tea, chips, and your mobile device so you can listen to us throughout the for the next, like, you know, hour or half an hour, and then we'll, you know, keep everything all nice and easy peasy. All right, so.
Oh, my.
Are we done with our news break? Can we move on?
Well, I'm taking a look at the, I'm taking a look at the radar scope.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Folks, we're gonna post this. Oh,
wow!
We're gonna post this to our Facebook, Anthony. Where can they reach us on Facebook to see these, you know, these breaking news events?
They can reach us at facebook.shyampa.info.
That's facebook.shyampa.info. And just in a few minutes, we're gonna post some live radar scope images so you can take a peek too from where we're at in Chicago.
Totally.
Of all this crazy weather, and we'll keep you updated as events progress.
No, totally.
But you know, we're gonna return you back to your normal programming in just a moment.
Is that what all those fire trucks were about?
Well, we're not sure. The fire trucks do tend to go out to the highway quite a bit.
Very interesting. Okay, well, thank you very much for keeping us up to date on the situation. You stay safe as well. And we've got ourselves a mattress and a shotgun here, so we're in good shape as well.
That's all right. Awesome.
All right, we now return you to your regularly scheduled program already in progress.
Already in progress. So, wow, Anthony, you know, I was thinking the other day about my old Buick LeSabre. I used to have a Buick LeSabre. It was a 1973 powder blue two-door sedan with a nice big V8 engine. I believe at the time it would get approximately 6 to 8 miles per gallon.
Yeah, wow, yeah, that's not surprising. And that was on a good day, probably.
But also, it was at a time when gas cost, like 99 cents a gallon.
Wow, 99 cents a gallon. Do you remember 99? I can't. Just reflect on that for a moment.
Yes, I mean,
I'm like, I remember when gas prices were, 60 something cents, 50, 60 cents. I remember that. That's when I was really, really young. But I do remember, and then the Gulf War happened, and it went above a dollar. And then ever since then, it just kept going. Just like a rocket.
I mean, around here in Chicago, with all the different taxes, gas still really hasn't plummeted below $3 a gallon. It's still pretty darn expensive.
Wow.
So, just so you know, folks, I went ahead and we're uploading right now that image for you. So if you are listening in the Chicago Central
somewhere
location,
right now, it's
Illinois or that area, you can see what's going on and take shelter. But yeah, you know, if you yourself ever had a Buick LeSabre, give us a call at 813-327-8566, or visit us at facebook.shyampa.info. And if you're just tuning in, we're kind of talking about cars, because I know I had some memories today. How about you?
Me? Oh, that's funny. I don't have quite the 70s Buick LeSabre, but I have my commuter car I use for work. Is a older Chevy, and I drive. It runs great. It does everything, but it's funny because today I was looking at the gas gauge, trying to figure out if I need gas. But unfortunately, for I don't know about and a half, maybe a year. The speedometer, when I'm at a stoplight, the speedometer reads I'm going like 70. I'm like revving. My RPMs are just all over the place, or they're not anything, or I'll be like going down the highway and I'll be going like nothing, zero, or the needle will be all the way at the bottom. And you know, they've all worked. They've only slowly gone out, and now my gas gauge has finally given out on the Chevy. And
oh no,
yeah. So I started freaking out because I noticed like one day I'll like fill it up and I'll get back in the car. I noticed it because I filled it up one day and I got back in the car and the gas gauge said like a quarter of a tank. And I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, I just put in like, you know, $30 in the car. So I'm like, okay, all right. The gas gauge is going. So yeah, so it goes, it tells me I'm full when I have no gas. It tells me I have no gas when I'm full. My only saving grace thus far has been the light. Because without fail, the light will go on whenever it gets to that point of needing gas.
Oh my.
I am very fortunate, and I guess the light is on a different circuit than the actual dashboard itself. But as long as the light continues to illuminate when it goes through its little bulb test. Yeah, when it does the bulb test. I'll be good. And I've confirmed that because today pulling into the garage, the light went on. I'm like, bitches, I got it all figured out. I need gas. And I'm like, God damn it, I need to get gas. We're only like around 240, 250 a gallon-ish.
Yeah, you guys have it a little bit...
still easier for us, yeah.
But it's still probably all relative with the economy, although I'm not sure. You would have to do a Google search to see which city had the higher cost of living.
Are you wanting to embark onto a Google search? Is that what you're getting to?
Cost of living comparison search. Yes, we could do one of those. Yes. You know, I wish Betty could do this shit for us. Oh, gosh, Betty, where are you?
I know, okay, Betty is just, she's gone. She's like,
okay, cost of living comparisons. Comparison, Chicago versus Tampa.
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
All right.
You would need around $3,668.90 in Tampa, Florida, to maintain the same standard of life that you can have with $4,700 in Chicago, assuming you rent in both cities. This calculation uses our consumer prices, including rent index. This comparison assumes net earnings after income tax. So apparently, consumer prices...
Is that a month? Is that a month? Is that
how... That's per month.
What if you don't even make that per month? How do you figure it out then? Is there like an adjustable on there?
Well, I'm assuming that they're using averages for what the average rent in the cities are. And it's, the average rent here in Chicago is pretty high.
I guess. Well, but see, the thing here in Tampa is you have high rent and you do have middle rent. You have a lot of middle rent. And you've got a
little, again, they take an average.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
You know, who is average?
So how much you needed? What, 4,000? 4,000 in Chicago, in the city?
Yeah, you need like $4,700 in the city here.
And you needed 3,000 here.
Right, 3,600.
But the question then is, what is the difference between the wage?
Well, that could be expressed in local purchasing power, which is, it's 13.24% higher in Tampa than in Chicago. But still, that doesn't tell you the actual, let's see, oh, here we go. Average monthly disposable salary after tax is in Tampa, $2,563.
A month.
That's
2,563?
You got it. In Chicago,
okay, maybe.
It's $2,900.23. Now, you know, they might be assuming with that figure we quoted above that people live on their credit cards.
Maybe.
And so I could see a lot of people floating a couple thousand on their credit cards a month.
Yeah, it's possible. It's possible.
Because it's a funny thing when you do, you know, numbers.
Numbers.
Comparison.
Numbers.
Wow, the big difference in cigarette purchase. In Tampa, a pack of Marlboros will cost you $6.19.
American Spirits are $7.60.
And in Chicago, those pack of Marlboros will be $12.
Wow.
A pack. So it's a good thing I don't smoke anymore.
No, it is a good thing you don't smoke anymore.
But, yeah, almost everything is much more expensive in Chicago.
I do remember that. I do remember that.
But that was a cool Google search.
That was. Thank you, everyone, for your participation.
And if you'd like to be a part of this, if you'd like to be a part of this fascinating discussion.
God, we're shooting more people than we need to. Hold on. Ooh, explosions everywhere. Take cover. They're trying to get after the furniture.
If you happen to be visiting the Chicago or the Tampa area, give us a call at 813-327-8566. We'd love to have you on air.
Oh, you don't have to be visiting. You can always call in to be an on-air guest. You don't have to be in person.
Or you can always leave.
Honestly, I'm not big about taking random strangers into my house. It would probably be a phone interview, folks, if you're going to call and want to be on an interview. Anywho. Yeah.
So, well, Anthony, do you have some news?
I think I might. Hold on, let me find it. I'm kind of buried under Windows. Oh, yeah. So, this news, I'm going to play a news clip. How long is it? I don't know. It's like 2 minutes, maybe. I will probably skip through it because it's a news clip. It gets boring after a while. And it's about, and this is a middle schooler, but he is a football player that is blind.
A blind football player.
A blind football player.
The lights of Friday night football shine bright over West Texas. But for one football player, he can't see those lights. He can't see the crowd, the ball, or the grass. But what he can see is that he's helping others see and believe that nothing is impossible. Not even playing football blind.
How the hell do you play football blind?
The Greenwood Panthers.
You really get to know sense
game.
And touch.
In fact, it's the biggest. Well, but, it's the champion.
I mean, how do you, I don't quite understand. Oh, they're shooting the kids on the field.
Player has a unique talent.
It is in Texas. I mean, what do you expect? I mean, come on.
There's been a lot of nasty things going on in Texas. What's going on?
There are. There really are. It's kind of frightening. Yeah, no, I don't quite understand it. I mean, good for him. I think that's fantastic. But the first time I heard it, I thought it was a joke. I thought it was like an Onion parody type of thing. I went and I posted it up on our Facebook page.
Oh, good.
But I found it quite humorous at the time. Maybe not so much now. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Someone's having an issue. Someone's having an issue. Oh, my goodness.
Oof.
You can be all right there.
Oof. Oof. Hello.
Hello.
Blind football player. Wow, but that doesn't compare to this next story.
Oh, is this the, which one is this one? I'm not looking at the document right now. Hold on, let me go. Blind football player. Yes, the wheelchair lawsuit. I'm actually posting that right now on our Facebook page.
Why?
Well, I'm all about. I understand the fact that, you know, there are some people that are discriminated against, you know, based on their handicap, and I get it. Okay.
Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen.
And I'm not saying, like the football player, I'm not saying you have a handicap, so you can't play football. But, you know, there are always reasonable things here. And while I don't totally agree, this was with, who was it, American? No. Hawaii? No. What was the... what airline? I'm looking for the airline. I actually... oh, American. Okay, so it was American. I just wanted to make sure I was right before I quoted it. So anyway, American Airlines. So a woman was in a wheelchair, and she was late to her flight. So I guess originally the flight itself is a tarmac boarding flight. And this was in Hawaii, and I know, you know, you don't usually get this much in the city up north because the weather is usually not very predictable. But like here in Florida, especially at the regional airports, and certain places like Hawaii and even California, when you board a plane, a lot of times you'll board it from the tarmac. You'll go out a door, you'll go outside, you'll walk this line of cones that's heavily armed security guards. And then you walk up a flight of stairs and you get in the plane. So unfortunately, you know, she got there late. So, and they couldn't utilize the boarding ramp for the commuter plane. So they had no way of like lifting her and her wheelchair up onto the plane. So now the fact that she crawled up the stairs, I don't necessarily think that was the best thing to do in the first place. I understand that it's a commuter plane. I understand ticket prices are ridiculous, but...
Does that mean it's a putt-putt plane?
Yes, it's a putt-putt plane. And then the fact that anyone on the American Airlines staff actually allowed this to happen, I'd be like, no, you know, first off, A, you're not crawling up the stairs, and B, you know, you shouldn't be crawling up the stairs, you were late. So, I don't know. I just found it an interesting story. You know, it kind of takes, you know, a lot of things into consideration, you know, when we deal with our social etiquette and our social niceties. I mean, because, you know, we all, you know, I mean, those of us, and it's not everybody, unfortunately, but, you know, social grace dictates us. We need Hyacinth around here. Social grace.
But let me ask you, though.
To, you know, be on time for our flights, and we don't always make them when we're running late.
Well, and that's what I was going to ask, is that, yes, is, are there clauses when you purchase a ticket?
Oh, I'm sure there are.
A flight, are there clauses that stipulate how you're treated when you're late? If you know these things, or if you're a lawyer, give us a call at 813-327-8566. We'd love to hear from you and your discussion on these wide-ranging topics that we talk about.
Wide-ranging and this incredibly wide-ranging topics that we talk about, and you know.
But yeah, this lady was trying to get aboard this flight. She's late. They couldn't bring the ramp back, apparently, and so that she had to crawl onto the plane,
up the stairs, and down the aisle to her seat.
That would have been interesting to be like somebody following her and videoing this.
See, if I was there, I don't know. I may have had I would have had to, if I would have seen it happening, I would have said something.
Yeah,
I know I would have, or I would have offered to help or do something, because that's just. I mean, the fact that she was crawling up the stairs. It's like, lady, you need to first off take an assessment of your situation, and your self-worth is more important than getting on this flight.
Right.
That's my opinion. I mean, that's the thing. I wouldn't have crawled up the stairs to begin with. You know, and I, you know, and unfortunately, it is degrading. She's suing because it was degrading. But in a sense, she allowed it to happen as well. She could have just said, no, I'm not crawling up the stairs. I'm going to go.
I'll take
the next flight. I'm going to the ticket counter, and you're going to compensate me because you can't get on this flight. Fine. Handle it that way. But I don't necessarily agree with the fact that, you know, you knowingly did this, and now you're going to sue for damages. I'm like, no. I think this would be more of a, you know, if they had the ramp when you boarded the plane, but then when you got off the plane, they had no ramp for you, and you had to crawl off the plane. that I'm like, okay, because you're kind of stuck. You're kind of forced at that point. You're pretty much hostage on the damn plane, and you have to crawl off of it. I'm like, okay, that I would find more of a, well, you're pretty much forced to. But you didn't have to get on that plane. I understand our schedules are busy, and it's an inconvenience, but it's just a point where you have to say, you know what? Forget it. It's not worth it. You know, we have to sometimes stop and take a reflection in life and say what really is important to us on what we're doing, and just kind of,
this is so true,
kind of reflect on that and move forward. And, you know, and as I say, I sympathize with the woman, and I understand we get caught up in our daily grind, and sometimes I can be an asshole sometimes when I travel, and I get
it. Do you
it,
think but, this is worth, what is it,
$75,000? I don't know. I'd say give her a few tickets and call it a day.
Yeah. Give her, you know, a few tickets.
Give her a few tickets, call it a day. Make them worldwide destination tickets. Maybe pay for a hotel, pay for a trip, and call it a day. I would do that as opposed to giving her money. I'd say, fine, well, you know what, we'll book you on any flight you want, or we'll give you X number of flights. We'll book you at a resort wherever in the world you want, a resort that's handicap accessible, that, you know, we'll make sure all your accommodations are met, and we'll book that for you. So then there you go. So then,
and hopefully included is a personal assistant that will, like, make sure she gets to the places on time. You know, so she gets her flight on time, and, you know, we don't have these embarrassing incidents.
Well, that's
true. Could you imagine if she won? Could you imagine, though, if she got those tickets and the same thing happened again?
Yeah, right.
I mean,
you have to question things at that point. You're like, honey, are you doing this on purpose? Are you one of those? Are you one of those rear-ender scammers, you know, on the highway that, you know, do the whole rear-end you and try to do the insurance swap and everything like that?
Yeah.
So we have about 16 minutes left. Because with our roundup, I'll announce this to everybody as well, because, you know, we're talking about different things that we're doing to enhance our station here at Cheyampa Radio. And we're picking up some other broadcasts. They're interesting. I'm trying to find a good wide variety of different types of broadcasts. If you have suggestions, you can always mention on your Facebook page or give us a call. Again, facebook.cheyampa.info, 813-327-8566.
8566.
So we're going to have a little bit of a roundup, and it's going to kind of be on a six-hour loop. So you're going to get a good variety. I'm trying to get a variety of some like music, some news broadcasts, some other discussion kind of,
in some very topic, interesting Russian things. Music.
Yes, I have noticed. I think that was World Beat Canada. They have some interesting tunes. I've found it a very amusing. I find myself listening to it when it comes on. I'll turn it up because I'm like, oh wow, this is kind of neat. I like this. So World Beat Canada definitely is one of the ones that really grab your attention. So in the spirit of keeping things in a strict rotation schedule, you know, we'd have to limit, and I think it's good practice that we limit ourselves to a 90-minute show, because I think after 90 minutes, we kind of really go in strange places.
True. That's why we have the script, you know. We'd like to...
Oh, no, totally, totally.
Yeah. You know, we keep it nice and happy.
Are you nice and
happy?
But we
do go to strange places. We do. But it's okay.
That's what it's all about. I mean, really, you know, that's what it's all about. So, you know, really our last thing that I wanted to talk about tonight before we left for the night, and I've been seeing this. This story is in San Antonio. And I heard this news story on NPR earlier this week, I think over the weekend. And I know that similar laws have been enacted in, I believe, Miami-Dade counties in Florida, as well as other counties throughout the country, and which basically says you cannot feed the homeless.
That's treating them like they're pigeons. That's wrong.
No, exactly.
They're
not totally
pigeons.
Agree.
They're human beings.
No, I absolutely totally agree on that one. So, you know, they make it, I mean, you... you have to go through so many, you know, regulatory hoops to do this that it just becomes, you know, it limits you on what you can actually do.
I mean, even Betty, as rough as she is, wouldn't, like, deny food to a homeless person.
I don't know. Betty kind of, she scares me. She kind of reminds me of Hal, you know, from the
Odyssey.
Well,
does she have anything to say about this? It sounded like she was with us before.
No, you know what? She's off. She's gone to go plug herself in. She's a little bit of a whore that way. She's found an outlet that she's particularly fond of, so she goes to recharge herself on a regular basis.
Huh.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. It's quite interesting.
I don't understand these new and improved modern secretaries these days.
No, you know, I don't either.
But
I really don't, because it really is, you know, like Betty, you know, she's like,
please hold, I will be with you soon.
No, she told us she's going to be with us soon, so, okay, so there we go, so there we go, you know.
We need to have a Betty segment, maybe, you know, we can pay her a little bit more and give her a little script. She can do her own little, like, she can do like a 5-minute comedy sketch.
That might be difficult.
Well,
Betty is in a very infancy stage of functionality here.
I'm sure it's just a matter of copy and paste, and you know.
Betty, in some ways, yeah, I guess they could be. It definitely could be. So, but definitely the live model of taking care of Betty is not very easy to do. And
can you make Betty say certain words, like all the dirty words that you can't say on air?
Fuck you.
How's that?
Okay.
Piss off.
I'm not sure if she means it.
Eat my cunt.
There you go. So, you know. Yeah, she says all the dirty words. And wow, she knows all the dirty words.
And can she say something like, thank you for listening to Triampa Radio?
It's possible. I have to spell it properly.
Correct. Ah. I would be interested to see how she says it.
Yeah, I have to.
Thank you for listening to Triampa Radio.
See, very nice. Go.
That's nice. That's because I spelled it as Shy Amp. Three separate letters. If I just spell it out, hold on.
Thank you for listening to Triampa Radio.
Triampa Radio.
Well, that's if you're like way down south.
I guess so. I'm like, well, maybe so.
Wow. Hey, let's go back to that comparison again for the folks that were interested in the Chicago-Tampa thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Do you know that it's more expensive for internet in Tampa than it is in Chicago?
Really?
Mm-hmm. How much will you pay me?
$37.30.
An hour.
Sure.
Lovely.
Good.
She's kind of slow. She's a little slow. Her battery's low. Her circuits are not as quick to respond. She's running on reserve.
It's been a long day for everybody.
I know. It's kind of just one of those things.
I fucked my silly last night.
Oh, wow, my goodness.
Oh, Betty.
she just fucked herself silly last night, she said. How about that? Good for you, Betty.
Oh,
good for you. I know.
Yeah, I haven't done any activities. Oh, Betty, you're wonderful.
She is. She truly is.
I hope you take a nice big hit wherever you are in electronic land.
Wherever electronic land is that exists, that gives us such wielding power.
But, you know, this has been wonderful tonight. We've had a nice, uneventful start, and then a little bit of interesting cue action, and then...
Yeah, totally, I agree.
We got right into it.
Yeah, definitely.
I love these episodes. Hey, if you want to be part of this, give us a call at 813-327-8566. I know Anthony is keeping track of time because he's Mr. Timer Man.
I try to be.
That was the feature of the 2008 episode was timers.
Was it really?
Timers.
If you want to, I have to give you the login information for the radio thingy, or do you have it already? Did I send it to you for that radio posting thing? Maybe not. I should post it. What you should do, because you're kind of naming these episodes, I'll give you the login so you can go in and change like the names on them. If you want to do that, because I know you got a knack for giving it names, like this one and the other one. I'm like, I'll let you go in and change that.
Sounds good, and I'll make sure that all of our cues are set up straight next time. See, we learned from trial and error. And by the time we get to our 420th episode,
I'll be 80, I think. Probably. How many years was it going to take? 30 years?
Well, and of course, if we were doing like... We have to try to find a way to do an episode live one day. Remote for me. Like, I go somewhere remote. Hmm. Like, I'll take a journey to Gene and Jude's, for instance. For those of you that are interested in hot dogs.
Okay. Well, that's if you're up for doing that, you are more than welcome to do that. That will be quite a challenge, though.
Yeah, we'll be relying on we're relying on T-Mobile.
True.
Thank you very much.
Or another option you can also do, if you want, is you can also do your interview with them, and then we can play it when we come back on the air.
This is true.
As a segment. That way it gives you more flexible scheduling.
This is true, but now you've upped the ante and made it an interview. I was just going to go and do like a broad-based general report with purchase of hot dog and give you the review of the dog without actually having to bother the owners.
I could take a few pictures. Okay. No, that's cool, too. Okay, I get it. I thought that's what you were trying to do was an interview. I am sadly mistaken. My apologies.
No problem.
My greatest apologies.
But we could do... Hopefully, we can try for an interview. I do have a guest that I would like to get on board, and this guest would not be hostile. I think they might enjoy being on the air.
Do I know this guest? Is this our hostile guest from the other week?
No. This is actually a very non-hostile guest. He actually made a movie.
Oh, wonderful! We like people that make movies. Movies are fun.
He's very creative. Yes.
Creativity and movies are also good, especially when placed together. Unfortunately, Hollywood exactly. doesn't put much of that out as of lately. But we won't go into that. Thank you very much.
You know, I liked Mad Max. I'm sorry. I liked it.
I haven't seen it. Wait, the old one? The original one?
No, the latest one that just came out.
No, I haven't seen the new one. I've seen the original one, and I mean, I understand why it's kind of its thing.
But it was just good entertainment.
Yeah. I know. I get it. I didn't see the new one, though. I'm kind of afraid to see the new one, to be honest with you.
I mean, out of 420, I'd give the movie probably a 386.
A 386?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's interesting.
386 because I'm also a geek, and that refers to an old-style processor. If you know about processors yourself, give us a call at 813-327-8566.
That's 813-327-8566.
Yeah, we tried to get an IRC server set up, but apparently I've been banned from this one server now, so... It's probably because I don't disconnect correctly. I just, like, terminate the program.
Yeah, that could very well be it. That could be it.
So, and it's kind of funny, Chip Skipper was the name that I chose.
Oh, really? Wow, that's too funny.
Chip Skipper is now banned from IRC forever.
Oh... Is it really forever? Is it forever?
Yeah. We might have to see if we can get Dick White.
Dick White, oh my goodness. Mm-hmm. Dick White. Poor Dick White. The poor guy. I mean, you know, I mean, I understand, you know, his old lady wasn't happy and, you know, all that shit. And, you know, What, I mean, you know, what the hell? What, he just kind of up and leaves, well, and leaves us with this Betty thing. This damn Betty thing. He leaves us with this Betty thing, which we don't know exactly. I've been trying to talk to her. I've been trying to wave at her. She's standing over there staring at me. Hi, Betty. Fuck you, Betty. And she's just staring at me. She's not saying a goddamn thing. She's just saying, hi, Betty. Betty! You know, she's just, like, just looking at me. Blankly.
Wow.
Blankly, with her finger in the outlet. She's a whore. She's an electricity whore.
I was going to say, maybe she's charging and all of her auditory sensories are turned off.
Clearly, you know, she doesn't pay attention half the time in the first place. You know?
Well, maybe she'll come back for the next episode. Maybe she'll have a tune-up.
Maybe. Yeah, she might. Maybe we, well, you know, I guess Dick, wherever Dick White is, he's like he's updating her as time goes on.
I think
on.
He's hanging out with Tom Bauer.
You think so?
Yeah.
Where is Tom Bauer these days?
You know, he's probably living some broken dreams right now.
Broken dreams.
Mm-hmm. You know, or he might be watching some English football. We don't know.
Yeah, interesting. Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. I mean, both of those guys are wonderful people. It's just sometimes they have some strange notions about things. And that's okay, you know. We don't discriminate strange notions.
We don't like to discriminate against anybody.
No, not at all. Bad. Exactly.
It's terrible.
So, just for you sports fans that might actually be listening to this broadcast, it is the first period, and there is no score right now between the Lightning or the Blackhawks.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Right now, it is 0-0.
And what are they in right now?
The first period. They first got period. 3 minutes and 40 seconds left of this first period, I think.
Wow.
So, as soon as they score, though, you'll know it here because they do the dun 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 song.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. It's lucky in hockey that they don't score more than, like, 2 or 3 points in the entire game.
Really?
How is that possible? Why do they only score so few points?
That is a good point. Well, like, you know, it's a different game. Like, basketball scores a lot. And, you know, that's kind of always been my thing with sports. And I've learned it more. You know, like, football, you get more points. You know, you get, like, 7 points or 6 points for a touchdown. And then you have to do a field goal, which gives you another point. And I know basketball, like, you get a three-point shot. But you get a point every time. Or is it 2 points? It's 2 points every time you put it in the basket. Which I'm like, why not just 1 point? Why the hell is 1 point? Not 2 points, 1 point. In soccer, you get 1 point. But the thing is, some games like basketball move. Basketball goes in the upper, almost into 100-point games. You know, where hockey and soccer, it's just like they break 5 points, and it's amazing for any of the team.
Totally amazing. Yeah, exactly. It doesn't make any sense to me. But, you know, I could also see, too, the effort involved. There's a lot more, I think. Well, you know, I don't know. That's interesting to think about, because when you're in hockey, you're on skates.
Yes.
So you've got to keep your balance, for one. You're not just walking on your feet. You're skating. So you're trying to also do two things now at once. You're trying to get that damn puck into the goal, and you're trying to stay on the skates without falling down.
Okay. I get it. That makes sense.
So that takes a lot of effort and locomotion. Now, in soccer, you have a restriction, right? You can't use your hands with the ball, except for the goalie.
I believe you are correct.
So now your contact with the ball is your feet, and I think, like, sides of your body, and your head.
Your head.
You can boink your balls with your head.
Wow, that's kind of...
Hey, you know what? Soccer is a very eroticus sport.
Eroticus.
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 This is the eroticus section of a segment on Shine Pro Radio. If you've got a comment or question or you want to get erotica with us, give us a call at 813-327-8566.
Yeah, we got about 5 minutes before we go off the air, so we can do our Nightline section.
Exactly.
The Nightlines.
But it is Pride Month, and
it is. It yeah. is. It is. How is St. Pete is doing a night parade this year? It's going to be very interesting. I'm really
a night parade,
and the husband may want to go. He may want to go. He is off that weekend, so he's like, oh no, I may want to go. I'm like, okay. That's kind of cool. So, yeah, so it's like a Saturday night thing. And,
well, I'll tell you something. If next weekend is like this weekend, there ain't going to be shit in Chicago.
Really? That bad, huh?
Well, it's just like I just looked out the window thinking, ah, maybe the rain stopped, but it's still going. And it's only 7:56.
Wow.
And, you know, those events, they start at 11 and they slowly pick up crowds, but you know the main fun is at night, you know, listening to the music and walking around. But if it's like this, forget it.
Yeah, no, you're not gonna get
it. Nobody's gonna want to go out.
No, you're not. You're absolutely right.
And so far June is shaping up to be a very wet month here in Chicago. So
see, it's been, I mean, it's Florida, so for us it rains. It just rains. When it rains, when it's summer, it rains. Summer it rains. So for us, rain isn't a big thing. But it hasn't rained here, actually, in a few, like, a couple of days. It's been kind of nice. I've been quite enjoying it.
Well, for us, I guess we needed the rain to water the plants and such. But it puts a big damper on the festivals, that's for sure. And, I always work on Pride weekend, so I really haven't had a chance to go to Pride. But, again, it's crowded. It's full of... it's estimated like 1 million to 1.25 million maybe people show up at the parade.
Wow.
And think about Lakeview and Boys Town and all that area. That's a lot of people.
Wow.
That's a lot of people.
That is a lot of people.
I mean, think about like a third to half of the population of Chicago showing up in one little neighborhood.
How is that possible? I know, right? That's pretty amazing.
Well, so far nobody has scored in the NHL Stanley Cup game.
No, well, you know, hey, you know, we'll see what happens.
And I've lost my signal.
Uh-oh. Don't lose your signal. Didn't R.E.M. sing a song about that, losing their signal?
Sorry, folks, I'm back. Here we are.
He's back.
This is, it started vibrating pretty heavy downstairs because it's, you know, going into the second period of the game. And, you know, they're trying to get the fans all psyched up and all that shit.
Yeah, no, that's true. That's very true.
Well, it's been a blast tonight.
Yeah, I've quite enjoyed myself. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Thank you very much. Just to round out something, and as soon as I get the gumption going here, I'm going to post a little video.
Okay, great.
That I found. It's a video game that came out of Japan.
Oh, my goodness.
And it has something to do with the Brown Line. the Brown Line. There's this game where you can actually drive the Brown Line, the entire Chicago Brown Line, and it's filled with real pictures. They did a really good job with this.
Really?
So I'll get that posted in just a little bit. Yes. There we go. I've got like 5,000 tabs opened on my browser. It's disturbing.
Really? Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's quite amazing. Simply amazing.
Ah, yes. Oh, look at that. Women in wheelchair. You can drive. Okay, folks, here we go. If you can find this out of print game. There we go.
Now, which game again was this? Thank you for posting.
It's called Railfan. It's out of Tokyo, I guess. It's a Japan import for PlayStation 3. But they used actual pictures that they took from the line as you're driving the line.
Wow.
You can check it out. Go to our Facebook page, facebook.shyampa.info.
Yep, facebook.chompit.info. We can see it there. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, I no longer have a PlayStation 3.
Well, I'm sure if you can play PlayStation... Oh, did you see the story about the 787-9 Boeing Dreamliner that can shoot straight into the sky?
I did. That was awesome.
Yes, folks. If you want to get high really fast...
That's the way to do it.
Yes.
Holy shit snacks. Wow, that's simply amazing. That is simply amazing.
Oh, I forgot about the potato.
What about the potato? Well, folks, you got 20 seconds actually, if you want to talk about the potato.
You say potato, I say bad trip.
All right.
I've got a potato growing right now. It's sprouting. I'll take pictures of it and post it.
That's
folks,
awesome.
It's been a wonderful thing tonight. Thank you for showing up and listening. Give us a call. Leave us a voicemail. 813-327-8566. Visit us online. Like us. We need to reach 100 likes.
And then facebook.shyampa.info. Give us a call. Give us a post there or what have you. And we'll talk with you later.
If you're the IRC operator of a certain IRC net, let Chip Skipper back in, please.
To play Chip Skipper as hostage.
Nick is a hostage in digital limbo.
Oh, we hate when that happens. Maybe we'll get him freed out before the end of it all. So,
All right.
Well, you have yourself a good evening. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, folks.
Bye.
And the rockets and I was blasting just like down here, and the bombs blasting in the air, honey. And this proved the truth of the night. That pretty flag was still up there waiting. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, say, do that star-spangled in the bomb hit wave. Is it still up there flying? Over the land of the free, honey, free at last. And the home of the brave. Come on now. Heart beating so hard.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
You are listening to WEED. Shyampa.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Republican Jeb Bush making it official today in Miami. He is in the hunt for the 2016 nomination.
So here's what it comes down to. Our country's on a very bad course. And the question is, what are we going to do about it? The question for me is, what am I going to do about it? And I've decided I'm a candidate for President of the United States of America.
The former Florida governor launching his presidential candidacy with a vow to get Washington out of what he called the business of causing problems. Bush's candidacy, meanwhile, is drawing fire from some Tea Party Republicans who say he would be another big government Republican like his father and his brother, G.W. Bush, both of whom sat in the Oval Office. Brent Bozell, head of the Conservative Group for America, says it would be a mistake.